Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host, director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Thank you so much for tuning in to our show during this Holy Week. I hope that you can hear me clearly. I am calling from a little small town in South Carolina. I'm back with my brother again, checking on him. So I hope that you can hear me clearly. And we're going to talk some about Jesus, how he was crucified. But I just hope that that you can hear me. But anyway, we're going to go on with the program. And the first thing I want to start with is just knowing that this special, so many things are happening in different churches. We're having a prayer, a vigil prayer meeting at our church on Wednesday. And I'm sure different churches are also having a last saying of Jesus. So I hope that you will be able to partake in some of those events and also on our holy day, this Easter, the resurrection, on this coming Sunday. But tonight, we will talk about he crucified him. They crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Luke 23:33. To the left of Jesus is the cross of rebellion and revolt. a robber, a rebel, and a murderer seems here. But this is not the worst thing that can be said about him. He has no remorse. Even through the Savior of sinners came beside him. He hangs next to this Almighty Savior, and yet he died unsaved. Pay heed to the terrible lesson. Someone can live similarly to the Savior and still go unsaved. The river of grace can flow right past you, but you can die of thirst if you refuse to drink the water of life. To the right of Jesus, there is a cross of guilt and of repentance. Another villain, no better than the first, hangs here. His pitiless life will soon will end as well, but he gains eternal life. This criminal casts himself upon the mercy of the love of Jesus. He acknowledges Jesus and confesses his guilt, and Jesus awaits him at the gate of eternal and guides him, the very first fruit of the cross, into heaven. The angels rejoice over this one sinner who has been redeemed. I don't know if any of you have been watching. Joel Osteen has this series that started several weeks ago. And each Monday he has, it's called Jesus Life. I'm watching it. It's been a wonderful story of Jesus. Tell me a little bit more than the normal story that you see on TV. It talks about how they have different ministers and people that research different things about the Bible, and they talk more about life of Joseph, of Mary, different, a little bit more than you would normally hear in the normal stories that you have seen in prior, during a holiday, I mean a Holy Week. And it's been very interesting. So I if you haven't, I think the last one is going to be this coming Monday. It's been wonderful. And listening, they have it on. Last night I watched it over and over and over again, parts that I think that I had missed, and it was such a wonderful program that he put together and letting us know more about Jesus and his life when he was growing up, and a little bit more than you would normally hear in the Bible, different theology they thought that could have happened and did happen that we were unaware about. Let me continue on. My God, why have you forsaken me? And that comes out of Matthew, the 27:46. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is there war, terrorism, murder, and hatred? Does God know about it? And does God, does he care? Yes, 1,000 times, yes, he cares. That is why there was a cross on Golgotha, where his own son cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why did Jesus have to die on a cursed tree? Well, the wrath of God demanded it. Man created the image of God, fell in sin, and death penalty was handed down. The wages of sin is death. The love of God requires it. The sin of humanity had to be paid for it. The love of God found an answer in the sacrifice of his only son, his only begotten son. Christ chose it for it to be so. Christ, obedient to the Father, caused him to become a man and died on the cross at Golgotha. Christ died, did it to redeem us. What a wonderful love that he had for us. He teaches us that God's love is unfathomable, and as we approach it, our lives, we gain eternal life. Would you have given up your son in a situation like this to be beaten and crucified like Jesus was? Well, Jesus understands, and he loved us. That's why he was obedient to God during this time in his life. Jesus, in John 11, 35, 26 says, then Jesus said, see how he, no, I'm sorry, then the Jews said, see how he loved him. There are people who are skeptical of any suggestion that Jesus understood humanity's human problem. They see him as someone aloof and far removed from our everyday life. Certainly only with matters of universal importance. They think that he cannot be concerned with the details of your personal life. Of course he was. He died on the cross for us. This is a complete misconception of God and his loving interest in the world that he created, and the human being for whom his son died was resurrected. Never lose sight of the fact that Jesus is not only your master, but also your friend, because he loved, he suffered, and he died as a human being. He understands human problems and emotions. He endured suffering as well as disappointment, sorrow, and joy. The Son of God laughed and cried just as you and I did. He walked the earth. He was a human. But I have a son. I love my son dearly. But Mary was a very strong woman to watch and see her son be put through all of this suffering. I just thought I'd never have to make that decision myself, because that would be very hard, difficult for me. But watching this show that Joel Osteen put together for Jesus' life, to see how strong Mary was, she was always there for Jesus, always watching and really, I can't even imagine to be able to be there and see how people treated her son. But she was a very strong lady, and she was there to the very end. The Savior is waiting for you to invite him to share the life with him. Open your heart to him so that he can help you in whatever circumstances you may find yourself. Never forget that he is a friend who loves you and understands you. And he does understand you. He understands the different things that you're going through in life, because that's why he went to the cross to save our sins. So think about one of the most, to me, the most powerful resurrection story was, I can't think of the name of it right this minute, where, and the star that wrote it, I can't think of the names, left my thoughts, but where he was very graphic in the story of Jesus. And it was very difficult to watch and just to see how he was spit on, he was beaten, and how they would put that crown on his head and with all those thorns in his body, in his head, and also to see the way that they put him on the cross. I just can't even imagine how much, we can see that how much he suffered. but to be a mother, Mother Mary, watching from the sideline, just watching how they mistreated her son. Just like I said, I never want to imagine having to go through something like that with my son or any of my children. But we must think about those things in the next few days and to realize how much Jesus loves us. And he does understand what we are going through. Sometimes we do not believe that he loves us because of the pain and emotional that we are experiencing. But he's there. And reading on, Jesus says that, remember, it is possible to be sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. The Apostle Paul learned the secret of being joyful in all circumstances through his experience of multiple hardships. Yes, Paul also suffered being in most of his time. He wrote most of the New Testament in prison. So he suffered as well, but not as much as Jesus did, but he suffered, and he was very committed in doing his will, God's will, because of the different times that he spent most of his time really in prison. He was out there in the different Ephesians and Corinth and all of those different places that he went. And like I said, most of the times he definitely suffered and was in jail. So sometimes we do have to suffer for a good reason. And I know sometimes we don't want to go through the emotions that we do go through, but sometimes when we suffer, when we go through these changes, it strengthens us, and also realizing how true and how God is there for us, how he gets us through these different times in our lives. The Holy Spirit empowers Paul to find joy in the midst of adversity. He can do the same to you. He may be willing, though, to let go of anything, what he's saying, for us to let go of anything I take from you, no matter how painful the loss. He's there. He's very passionate, loving, and then he will direct your attention fully to him, trusting. And he wants us to trust him during this time, that he will never leave us or forsake us. And these scriptures in Deuteronomy 31 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Because he's the Lord your God, he will go with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And 2 Corinthians says 6:4-10. In all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet make many rich, as having nothing, as yet possessing all things. And in Psalm 73:23-24, I am always with you. Jesus was always there doing things for us and sacrificing for us, showing his love for us. In this Psalm 73:23-24, I am always with you. You hold me with your right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and forward you will take me into glory. So he will be with you, and he wants you to have eternal life. He died for your sin. So as you go on this Holy Week, be prayerful and also sacrifice. Try to sacrifice something during this Holy Week. Sacrifice and letting God know that you love him and that you want to show him that by sacrificing something, TV, something as far as sugar or something that you can feel the difference, more or less, that, you know, we all love different sweets and stuff. I am here with my brother, and I brought him, I had someone to buy, to make me little ball sweet potato pies for the Easter holiday. So for this coming Sunday, and I brought some up for him, and these little miniature sweet potato pies. I gave him one, and he really enjoyed it. And let me tell you, I really wanted one of the little sweet potato pies, but I have given up sweet for during this Holy Week. So I am trying to persevere, and that's one of my weaknesses, is pies, cakes, ice cream, all the sweets. I love those things. And it was very hard for me to give this to my brother to eat, and I couldn't have one. And there's several I brought for him that he can eat on throughout the next few days. So just pray and also show your love for what God, what Jesus has done for us. Good Friday is a time to go in to sacrifice something. So think about something that you want to give up to show Jesus how much that you appreciate what he has done and what he did by going on the cross, dying for our sins, and to come back to us in 3 days after he was resurrected, and 3 days after his dying, he died on the cross. So just know that, do that, and your faithfulness and loving to him. And what else I wanted to say in here? Also, I mentioned to you in the last few weeks to keep looking for your miracle. And just knowing that the first miracle that we will receive on Sunday is our Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he was resurrected on the third day. And the other will be your miracle. And look for that miracle, because Jesus promises us, if we pray for something, he will. He hears us. He understands us. And he will do just that. I received my miracle years ago, before my mother passed, when she had a stroke, and she's in a coma for several months, but she woke up again, and she was talking, and God healed her body, and she was, you know, I thank him to have blessed us with her again, because, you know, some people don't get through a stroke. I know one of our special member at our church had a massive stroke, and she didn't survive. Many days later, she passed. We received our miracle many years ago, and my mother came back out of a coma. So look for your miracle this Resurrection Sunday. And that is all I have tonight. I didn't have all of my books and stuff together that I normally have, but I hope that I was encouraging to you to sacrifice something this week, and knowing that you will also receive your miracle. We received the biggest miracle when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrection on 3 days after his crucifixion. Be blessed. Have a great resurrection weekend, and enjoy your children and family on this coming Sunday. I'll be back home in a few days in Georgia, so just pray for me to have traveling grace and mercy, back to my home and with my family. And I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. Just knowing that he was crucified, but on the third day, he was resurrected and died for our sins. Good night and have a great Holy Week.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground.